I love Christmas decorations. I mean, I go to Woodinville Wonderland every year to see Mark and his family. If you've never been to Woodinville Wonderland, just look it up online. It's one of the most amazing houses in the whole country. And they actually use, by the way, just totally coincidentally, some of my music in the display.
Oh, that is coincidental that you're pushing it.
And they have a concert this year with a fantastic lady who comes out and does a Christmas concert at the light. But, I mean, there are houses like this. These are super houses that are, and these guys who do these are wonderful souls who do it just to see the joy on children's and, you know, adult children's faces.
Yeah, I'm like you, Bob. I love the Christmas lights. I love the Christmas music. As a matter of fact, we do the Stanley Loop probably 3-4 times a year with the kids just to see that. And I've got a friend of mine. He's got probably, I think last year he put up almost 75,000 lights and decorations out in front of his house.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry,
and just lit up. And every year he just keeps adding more and more and more to it. I mean, he started out with like 5,000 lights, and that was 10 years ago, and now he's up to like 75,000.
Look up Woodinville Wonderland, see how many lights he has. It's on his website.
I can't agree with you guys. Yes, lights are nice. Yes, Christmas is
nice. But you're Jewish. What do I expect from you?
Here's the thing. Yeah. This early, it's sort of like, you know when you're going on a vacation and it's a week away, and you think, like, I can't wait to go on vacation. So what happens to the week? It's totally lost, because the whole time you're thinking forward to your vacation. Right. We lose our lives. Like, November and December are totally wasted months, because we start getting pushed all the way
all
towards
the
end.
All the way into Christmas. Yeah. Push into Christmas.
Right.
Push into Christmas.
Put the stuff up early. It's November the 2nd.
I have the opposite. I have the glass empty, half empty, half full. I have the opposite feeling. Christmas comes and goes so quickly that anything I can do to stretch it out, to me, is wonderful. Like, as soon as I see the leaves turning, it's Christmas. And
we decorate our house usually about after the first week of November, and we'll keep our tree and lights, everything up until probably well into January. I mean, my wife and I was like, do we have to take the tree down? Can we just...
Yeah, you know, why take it down? It's so beautiful. Why, how come, do any of your neighbors resent you?
Actually, no. I live in a cul-de-sac, and I actually was one of the first ones to move in there. And you know, I was the only one that would decorate the house. And now there's 3 or 4 other houses that are slowly starting to put decorations up. And they, you know, so it's kind of like a disease. It starts to slowly.
It's like a disease.
Spread. They can't be mad at him. He's got 8 kids. They don't want his family to turn on them. It's like the Von Trapp's gone mad.
You know, but now, even the kids get out and they're like, "Dad, do we need to put up the lights?" And I mean, you know, it's like, yeah, what the heck? You know, we're just in November. We might as well throw some lights up. So
put them up, yes. Put them up on July 4th. Put them on. Especially if you live near Jody. We should actually get together with our neighbors.
No, this is not a Christmas thing. This is a don't waste your life thing. Like, India's coming up at the end of this month. We're going for World Vision. Eric asked me yesterday if I'm excited. I said, I haven't been thinking about it. Because I don't want to waste this entire month by having something at the end of the month that I'm concerned with. You know what I mean? Not an anti-Christmas thing.
Hey, Butch.
Don't worry. The more kids you have, Jody, it'll start to catch on, and you'll start finding yourself decorating earlier and earlier.
No, she's Jewish.
She's pretty Jewish. Yeah.
A, I'm a Jew, and B, I think I'm going to stop with this one, but good on you, bro.
All right, thank you, Butch. I like Butch.
Me too.
Woodinville Wonderland has 110,062 lights, 18,765 feet of extension cords, and 48,275 feet of wire. You can find the link at bobrivers.com.
Does he up that every year? Does he find news every year?
He travels around the world to find the hottest new lights. He's going LED these days, yeah.